Let's begin.
Okay, guys. Okay, we got a lot to do. Let's begin. Okay, I want to see the Gemara here, and then we have to discuss a lot of Mahalakim Bezrat Hashem here about Tosefos. The Gemara concluded yesterday. We saw on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara concluded that very interesting concept, which I want you to get, and that is that the Rabbanon were of the opinion, how do you know you have to walk around the Mizbech with an Arava? So the Gemara said, Allah Chomosh Messinai. So the Gemara said, the name of Asin, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, quoted three Allahs or Allah Chomosh Messinai. What are the three Allahs? Esther Netiyas, Arava walking around with the Mizbech. Rav Nisuch HaMayim is that on Sukkos, not only do you pour the libations of wine, we also pour every day with water. Okay? Now, I want to say outside, firstly, Lamaisa, what does it mean, Esther Netiyas? And we're going to get back to this, Bezrat Hashem. But we have to go right to the Gemara first, and then we'll come back. We all know that in Eretz Yisrael, on Shvi'is here, you're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to plow. You're not allowed to Zriya, Harisha. You're not allowed to do any of the malachas of agriculture work on Shvi'is. So not only that, but Halacha Lamaisa, there's a machlok zimoy cotton on Daf Gimel as to the following. 30 days before, there's a concept called Tosefos Shvi'is, which we're going to get back to. What's Tosefos Shvi'is? Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rabbi Shmuel learns out Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rabbi Kiva learns it out from Psukim. Okay? So there's an institution, Dani, called Tosefos Shvi'is. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Shvi'is begins, you have to stop planting. Okay? What's the makor for that? Rabbi Shmuel says, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rabbi Kiva says that it's from Psukim. However, there is a heter to plant all the way to Rosh Hashanah. That's called 10 saplings. If there are 10 saplings within a radius of 50 amas, 50 saw, by 50 saw, then we assume that, what, they're perfectly length and width. Then you're allowed to plant and work it, work the field, bless you, all the way to Rosh Hashanah. So you got that? So built in, there's a heter to allow Tosefos Shvi'is. What is that, Yosef? You have 10 saplings that are 50 amas by 50 amas. Now, what happens if you don't have them? What are you supposed to do? What happens if you don't have them 50 by 50? They're scattered all over the place. So you have to do, you only work, or you only plow, lefi cheshbon eser lebeis saw. That's a certain ratio. Did you understand that, Avram? That's a certain ratio. What'd you say?
Around each tree.
Around each tree. What does it mean, lefi eser cheshbon eser lebeis saw? I guess you can only do around, I don't know, he says a certain radius of Esel Beis Saw. Did you follow what that meant?
It means like each tree individually.
Right, I guess that's what it means, exactly the Shir Lamaisa. But the bottom line is that the Rabbanan were worried about people playing games with this. And what did the Rabbanan do? The Rabbanan extended the Yisr of what, 30 days? What did they extend it to? By a crop field, what did they extend it to, Matthew, all the way back to what? To Pesach. And for a tree, how many needed to be a tree? Three trees. If it's three trees, you have all the way to what? To Shavuos. But after Shavuos on, it's an Isser. From Shavuos on, it's an Isser. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So if it's not three, you also do only around the tree. So we got this chlor. So I'm going to review. I'm going to chaz this over again. Again, there's a Isser, the Yeraisim Sukkim, to plant on trees here. What does Tosefos Shvi'is Dani mean? Tosefos means the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah you can't plant. However, if there's 10 saplings that are 50 by 50, then there was a special heter to plant all the way to Rosh Hashanah. Midrabanan, what did they extend the Isser to? Even earlier. From when? If the stay love, if it's a crop tree, if it's a crop field, then you can't plant from Pesach. And if it's a stay Elon, it's from Shavuos. What transforms it from a stay Elon to be a stay food to stay Elon?
Three trees,
correct. Okay? Three trees. Now, there's a whole Shiloh, if you don't have that quadrant, you can plant up to the tree itself. You can't do the whole quadrant. But Lamaisa, there are those that have difficulty with that Rashi. The Rashi, Lamaisa says, Lefei what? Fi Steya Ilan. Lamaisa, he says, Lefei the ten. Lamaisa, it's not so poshut that everyone agrees to that. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Lefei what? Lefi Esel Beis Saw. Please get down. There are those that argue on it, Lamaisa. There are those that argue on it. Who argues on it? Who argues on it? The Kapos Tamarim. If they're not Eser Chorshin Raklafit Sorkin, Lo Lefi Chesmin Eser Lebeis Saw. Please get that down. The Kapos Tamarim says it's not Lefi Chesmin Eser Lebeis Saw. It means only Lefi Sorkin do you need. And that's all. Okay? So Allah Lomai said, this is the Chiddush that we have. We're going to get back to the whole concept of Tosef is Bezrat Hashem. But we have to go Vayta in the Gemara. Okay, let's see Vayta in the Gemara. Go ahead, Avram. Guys, let's see inside. Fifth line from the top. Tan Rabbanan. Go ahead, Avram. Let's go. Tan Rabbanan.
Tan Rabbanan. Arve Nafal HaGedilus Al Nafal Prat Litzatzva HaGedila Beit HaHarim.
Excellent. So it's on the mountains. Go ahead.
Amar Abzera. Maikra Kachal Maimrav in Litzatzva Samo.
Oh. In other words, what? It was rooted. The Eitz was rooted. Lomaisa became a tzavtzafa, yes? So you see a tzavtzafa worse than Arava. It's not min Arava. Go ahead.
Amar le'abai, v'dilma pirushi kamabarish, kafa ma'im rabbi, v'mayim ihu tzavtzafa.
Yeah, maybe it means the same thing. Maybe tzavtzafa isn't Arava. What's Kumar's answer?
Imkain and
ma'i samu. So Rav Zeira's answer is, why would it say samu? Samu means you guys should have looked up to the chachamim, should have done mitzvahs like the chacham, the chassam sofer says, you guys blew it. But what did you do? You guys didn't do mitzvahs, Lomaisa. You guys didn't do mitzvahs. And as the Chassam Sofer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even the empty ones should be like, look, could be like Chachmei HaTayra, the Melei Mitzvah Kareemin. They should follow Chachmei HaDor. What they do? They made themselves like a tzavtzafah. They made fun of the Nevi Hashem, the Chachamah. And their mouths were like a saw. So they did a terrible thing. So you see, a tzavtzafah is a nothing. Go ahead.
Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Sheyehu Yisrael Yifanai Kekachal Maim Rabbim, Umayinihu Arava.
They blew it. They made themselves much worse. They could have made themselves a looked up to come. They made fun of them. Go ahead. The second version. Go ahead. What's the second version? That the pasuk is part of the brisa. Go ahead. Because the first version, Reb Zeira quoted the pasuk. Yes? You follow me? The first version, Reb Zeira is the one who quoted the pasuk. It wasn't part of the brisa. Second version, the pasuk is part of the brisa. You got me, Matthew? You got this? You want a bigger one?
No.
Go ahead. Yeah? Let's see. That's a good maslan I crow, Amasnisa. Go ahead.
Kachamayim Rabbim Tzavtzafa
Samo. Oh, Maskifla. Oh, so Reb Zeira is the one who's asking the Kasha Lamaisa, right? Reb Zeira is asking the Kasha, not Abaye, yeah? Go ahead. So what's the answer? The answer, the Gemara is anonymous. The Gemara doesn't get the previous version was Reb Zeira giving the answer. Now it's going to be an answer. Matsamu, we'll go ahead. So therefore, that's the answer. Go ahead. I'm Rabbi Abo. And they blew it. They made themselves like a rabba. Okay, vayta. They made themselves like a tzavtzafa. Go ahead. Tan Rabbanan.
Tan Rabbanan. Eizehu arava leizehu tzavtzafa.
Go ahead. So we got the three mitos. What are the three mitos of an arava? Its stem is red, its leaf is what? Extended, and its mouth is what? Smooth. Yes? Everyone got that? Tzavtzafa, go ahead.
Tzavtzafa, kana shelo lavan, v'ala shelo agul, upia dome lamagal.
Tzavtzafa is white, the stem, it's round, and it's like a sickle. Okay? Go ahead, Frekta Gemara.
V'hatanya, dome lamagal kasher, dome lamasar pasul.
Oh, now we're saying dome lamagal is kasher. We just said dome lamagal is pasul. This is a tzavtzafa. Go ahead.
Amar Abai, itanya hahi v'chilpa gila.
Oh, chilpa gila is good. Chilpa gila has only 2 minim, and it's good. 2 mitos. And the Brisa Rishona that says what? Lamagal is pasul. What's talking about? Only the P is what? What is the first Brisa talking about? Again, the second Bryson that says it's kosher is talking about what? Chilfa Gila. It's a Chilfa Gila, but it's a Piv is Doma Lamagal, right? So the Piv is Doma Lamagal. So the Piv is Doma Lamagal, it's fine, right? The Suf is Doma Lamagal, it's kosher, Doma Amina Rava, that's a Chilfa Gila. But in the first Bryson that said what? Doma Lamagal's Pasa, what's it talking about? The rest of the Rava. Only its Piv is Chalak, right? And therefore it's what is considered to be a problem. So Omar Abaye. Go ahead. Oh, Pshita.
Pshita, Ma'u Detema, Hoel Be'isle, Shem Levi, Loni's Kasher, Kamash
Malon. Kamash Malon, even though go ahead. Vema Hachi Nami. Maybe it should be possible as a Shem Levi. Go ahead. Okay, very good. Let's see the Tysis there. Go ahead. Kana Shalachule. Once I let's see the Tais God, Kanashala Hule.
Kanashala Hule, Kivan, the Piri, Simani Araba, Havisagi. Elohachir, Asha, Aimbo, Gimel, Simani Melu, Kigon, Athilpahila, Lafiva Kitani, Simani Tapta, Lamimar, Dakahani.
Please get this. Tais is bothered by. Why did Ezra mention three Simanim of Kashas and three Simanim of what? Three Simanim of what? Of badness. Why can't it just say three Simanim of Kashas? You don't have the three, it's possible. Because Chilfagila. So Chilfagila doesn't have all the three of the apostles. Because why? Why doesn't it have all three of the apostles? Because Chilfagila is what?
Only has one of the apostles.
Chilfagila, Lamaisa, is two of the three Kashas, but it's still going to be good. Right? It's still going to be good. So therefore, we assume that that's considered to be Kashar. So that's why you needed to mention all three. I want you to get that. Okay? Now, please get this. I'll get to your question in a second. Halacha Lamaisa. The Beis Yosef is Medayik, and I want you to get this down. The Machzor Vitri writes that an Arava that doesn't have all the Simanim, it has to be red. The stem has to be red. It has to be one Meshach. And Chalak, Lamaisa is Psulim. It has to have all three, the Machzor Vitri says. Chilfa Gila. I don't know what he does with Chilfa Gifa. Chilfa Gila, because Chilfa Gila doesn't have all three. But still, it's Kasher. It has two of the three, but the Maksavichi says you have to have all three. L'chur, it's difficult. Chilfa Gila is
Kshayra. How is that not difficult on the Gemara? The Gemara makes it.
No, because the Gemara says that's why, that's what Tais is saying. Tais is saying you need to have three, and it says three Kasher and three Puzzle. We just mentioned three Kasher. If you don't have all three Kasher, it's Puzzle, because it's not true. The Tana wants that Chilfa Gila doesn't have all those so many Kasher. It's Domel Amagal, it's still Kasher. Because it doesn't have all the Simanim Apostles.
But then wouldn't the Machzor Vitri be arguing on it by?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm adding. Machzor Vitri to me is a Pella. But I want you to get it down. Machzor Vitri said to me is a Pella. Moreover, please get this down. Moreover, I want you to get this. It says that the Beis Yosef is Mistapek when it says the red stem. It's red stem. Do you need the red stem to be Mamish red? And anything that's not red, even if it's green, is what? Is possible? Or do you say anything that's not white? You follow me? Is good. You got me? In other words, when it says red, does it have to dafka be red as long as it's not white?
Red or black.
So the Beis Yosef. Oh, so what does the Beis Yosef say? Simen Tof Reish Mem Zayin Dibramaskel Hadam Rinen. Let's get it down, Avram. So the Beis Yosef says the Mistabra, if it's green, Lomaisa, it's kosher. It's only possible when it's mamish white. Because you never will find an Arava that's Kshayra then. Because all the Aravas, usually the stem is green. So you have to say, Lomaisa, those that what? Those are red. It really what Lamaisa Stavka Bitsacha Maka Hashem as you had them. But the bottom line is that it's really green. So he claims it's really kosher. Halach Lamaisa. It's got to be white to be pasul. Anything that's not white is kosher. However, the Kapas Tamorim says Davka the Aravos that they do when they're soft, they haven't grown. But Lamaisa, if they're going to be what? If they're left on the tree, they'd be red mamish. But the Aravos that are never going to be red, he says they're mamish pasul. If the Aravos are never going to be red, he says even the green ones are possible. So he seems to argue with the Beis Yosef. But Lamaisa, please get that down. Machleis the Beis Yosef and the Kappas Tomorim, Halach Lamaisa. But you read the Gemara very nicely, and it said what? It said Pshita. Didn't it say Pshita? What does Pshita mean? The Gemara said Pshita that it was kosher, yes? So the Gemara said Hashem Lavoy. So the Marsha asks, why is it Pshita? Since there's a Simen Echad, like you said, man, that's possible. And Halach Lamaisa. And there's only Simani Kashas, Hashnim, or his Machadish. You don't need, if you don't have all the Simani Apostle, it's good. Why does the Gemara say that it's a Pshita? So the Marsha's Masbir, from the Stiris Abrais, it's Muchach, that if you had a Simon Apostle, it's Kosher, calls man, you don't have all the Simani Apostle. That's why it says Pshita. So the answer is no, Shem Lavoy, that even if it has no, Kaminza has no Shem Lavoy, Pif Domo, he's Machadish, even if it's a Shem Lavoy, it's Kosher. The ghost of Melissa Meir Hurovitz says, Pshita, since we know that Chilfa Gila is on Nachal, I would think Vadai it's kosher. Chilfa Gila grew on the brook, so for sure I'd say it's kosher. Okay. Lamaisa, it's a Chiddush. But I want you to get it down, Lamaisa. You could have said the rest of the there's no Shem Lavoy. Chiddush of Abai is, and even if there's a Shem Lavoy, it's Taka kosher. So that's the Chiddush I want you to get, please. Rabbi Lozmer Horvitz said it's the reason why the Gemara asked Pshita because it grew on a brook. If it grew on a brook, Vadai, it's kosher. So that's the Chiddush. Chilfa Gila, Lamaisa, doesn't have all the psulim of Safsava, therefore it's kosher. Halach Lamaisa. We're giving the shir in memory of Tzvi's grandfather, as the Shomer go to high points, getting it passed away. Okay. Like the now in the Gemara. Let's go. We got a lot to see. Yes, Matthew, real quick. Go ahead.
Does that line in the Gemara where it says,
yes, that's the answer. Ve'im ha'chanami, period. Maybe it should be possible as a shem levoy. Arve nacho amrachmano mikom makom. Any type of a rav, even if it's a shem levoy, it's ksheir.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's how you read the Gemara. Right, excellent. I'm proud you asked me that. Okay, now we get the five different categories that the name changes. Okay? Please get this. But we have two pshat in Marshal Lamaisa, and that goes from the Lurits, what the Havamina was. Halach Lamaisa. Okay. Now, I want you guys to get this. I had a hard time with this, but Baruch Hashem, we figured it out. Avram Lamaisa, you Mechadish. What is the difference between a Magal and a Masar? Big difference. Magal is kosher. If it's like a sickle, it's kosher. Do you guys see this?
It's perfect.
But if all the things are pointing in the same direction. You see the points? In the sickle, they're all pointing in the same direction. If they're pointing in the same direction, then it's what? Then it's ksheir. However, if it's like a saw, that they are pointing in different directions, then it's psula. Yosef gave me matane before he graduated. He bought me the sefer Perish Chai. Very, very nice of you, very appreciative. And in the Perish Chai, they add on Lamaisa. They add on something very nicely. You see this? You see how they're different points? One's going one direction, one's going the other. Echem mikan, echem mikan. That's the one that's what? Psula. Notice the Rashi. Read that Rashi, please, for me. Read that Rashi, will you, please? Read the two Rashis. They're Vatanya, Doma, Lamaga, Kosher. The first wide line. It's a very, very nuanced difference. Go ahead, read that.
Vahatanya, Doma, Lamaga, Kosher. Magal, Kitzir.
It's beautiful. You see how the sickle, all of it's going to one side? They're all facing the handle. You see the points? Jacob, all the points are facing the handle. Does everyone see that? If they're facing the handle, that's like a magal, it's kosher. But what's a masar? That's a sickle, it's kosher. Go ahead. Go ahead, next Rashi.
Masar, he megira shikorin shiga, ubikim osel.
Shiga, shiga.
Shiga.
Yeah.
Ubikim osel, holfos, nafathan. Rahem shineyutin. Echad mikan, mechad mikan, mikan, kibikim osel.
It's like they're facing one another. It's like a face off. Lomais, you see how this is going in one direction and they go to a peak and the other's going the other direction? I want you guys to know this, okay? You got the nuance difference? It's very hard to see that from the picture of the saw. But the bottom line is, one is going on one type of the peak, one's going from the other side. Everyone got that clear? Donnie, you got it? So if it's like a sickle, it's what? Kosher. What does it mean it's like a sickle? That they're all pointing the same direction to the handle. Yes? However, what's a saw? It's like a saw. It's puzzled that what? They're like face off one another, right? Like in hockey, they have those. You see, one's going this way, one's going this way, towards the peak. Okay? That's psula. All right? It's a very nuanced difference, but that's the chiluk. And the chilfa gila, despite the fact it's like a what? Despite the fact that chilfa gila is what? What do we say a chilfa gila is so unique? It said doma lamagal is normally what? Is normally psula, that's a tzavsefa. But doma lamagal is kosher in this case. Why is it kosher? Because it's like what? It's a case of a chilfa gila. So you see that if it's Doma L'Masar, it's always puzzle. Doma L'Magal is kosher if it's a Chilka Gila. If it's not a Chilka Gila, then Doma L'Magal is also a what? It's also a psula. If you guys remember your Arabas, the leaves are not serrated. They're always smooth. But if they're serrated, be a lamdin. Don't say they're all puzzle. Chilka Gila is ksheira. What's a Chilka Gila? If it's serrated like a sickle. Serrated like a sauce. What's the difference between a sickle and a saw? Sickle is pointed towards the handle. A saw is that they're going like this. One's going this way, one's going like that way. You got it? Okay? All right, we got to be a lamdonim. Okay, now we go to the what? Let's go to these categories. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Go ahead, let's go. Amar what?
Amar Avtista. Hane Talas Mili, Ishtani Shemayu, and Mikifara Beis HaMikdash.
Three things change your name from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Go ahead.
Alata Rapta.
Chilfasa. Which is a tzafsafa. So what should we do nowadays? So my nafkamina. So nowadays, what should we take? We better take a what? Chalifta. Take a chilfata. Because a chilfata is no longer the tzafsefa. Yes? Go ahead, number two. Ah, what's the difference between Torah shofar's bent, like a gazelle, right? It's supposed to be kanufe, but anything straight you're not supposed to use. Trumpet straight. Go ahead. My nafkamina. So you better use nowadays a what? Chatzotzro, which is bent. Yes? Very good. Halacha lomaisa. Tanakama says, Halacha lomaisa in Rosh Hashanah, that a yal poshut is also good. We always try to what? What do we always try to do? We always try to, it's an interesting din, Halacha lomaisa. Chachila, it's a mitzvah shel ayal. Or he holds like the Rambam that says, B'dievet, it's possible. Shofar Shena Shel Ayal. So you really should. It's a question whether what a Yael is always good. A straight gazelle, is it good? The Rambam says, Lamaisa, it's possible if it's not a Shofar Shena Shel Ayal. Okay? However, the Rashi seems to say, L'chachila Lamaisa, it's a mitzvah Shel Ayal. Go ahead, that's number two. Number three. Go ahead. Meaning that what? If I want to buy a what? If I want to buy a small table or a big table, what's the din? Petorta was a small table, was changed to a big table. What's the din? The din is I want a big table. Lamaisa, so I say the word petorta. Please get this down now. Let's get this down. Halacha lamaisa, please. All right. Now, what does it mean, chatzotzro? The Chasam Sofer says, please get this chiddush, that a chatzotzros are done for what? For we pray to Hashem that she will not tzuris for us. The mitzvah and chatzotzos, tanios. Yosef, tanios, we do chatzotzos. A shofar is a simon of cheres, simcha. But mishachara beis hamikdash, what happens? We have no simcha anymore, l'maisa. So therefore, atisvah is all gil ba'amin. So chatzotzos are better nowadays, that we should pray to Hashem, and Shev Rachmanis. So therefore, b'sman hazeh, we call chatzotzos shofar. The shofar is the chatzotzos. You got what I'm saying? Because nowadays, we don't have beis hamikdash. Okay, weiter now. What does it mean, mecha chomemkar? Please get this down. There's a chiddush here I want to point out from the Kabbalah tomorrow. What happens if the mocher gives you a, let's say you make a tanai to give you a paturta. What happens if the mocher gives you a small one? What can the mocher say? Can the mocher say, I didn't change the names. The whole world did, but I didn't change it. I'm a whole fashioned guy. Can you do that or not? What do you say? So if he's the only guy in the nation that doesn't do that, then we tell him to what? We tell him to go fly a kite, right? He said, you can't do that, right? However, what? And even if it's a muksuk, we take it away. Yes? If there's a mute of guys, though, then it's okay. If there's a minority of guys, then it's okay. He can cancel the deal. But if there's no mute, Lamaisa, if he's the only guy in the world, we tell him we don't accept him. Okay? That's what the Kappas Tamarim says, a chiddush. We don't accept it, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? We don't accept it. That's the chiddush, what? That's the chiddush of the Kappas Tamarim. Okay, go ahead. Fight to the Gemara. We got it right. Go ahead. Let's go. Says the next din.
Rabbi Achani Omer beKise huvila huvila beKise l'mayn Achmina l'mechad hanimsa ba'ovei beis
hakoyis. The pile that's in the pin that's in the beis hakoyis. So please get this down. A ruminant is an English word for a kosher animal. There are four stomachs. Let's say in a cow. Okay. Toromata here. Okay. The four stomachs in the cow. You ready? The first is the keres. The first is the keres. First stomach. The second one is the what? Beis hakosos. What's that called? That's called the rectilium. That's called the rectilium. Because what happens, the animal first chews the food, then it goes into the second stomach, then it goes, he spits it up, it chews its cud. Then it goes back to the second stomach, into the third, and then into the fourth. That's the way it happens. First he swallows the food, goes to the first stomach, then to the second stomach. Then he spits it back up, chews it. Then it goes back into the second, the third. The beis hakoyis messes. The messes is what? What's the messes called? The omasim. The omasim. English, omasim. This is the rectilium. Okay? This is the rectilium. What's the fourth one? What's the fourth one called? Fourth one is called the kaba. The maw. The maw. So there's four stomachs in the cow. A ruminant is an English word for an English cow. So Lamaisa, I want you to get this down. In the second stomach, it's very strong. So in order for it to create a Gemara Mechulin Membeis, in order for it to be a trefa, it's got to be one of the 18 trefas. So the pin has to go through both. Yes? However, the third stomach is much more thinner wall. So as long as it goes through one side, it's enough to create a trefa. You got it? That's the whole sheet to hear whether Bekasa boy of Lilu. You better know what you're talking about, Lamais, in order for it to be a problem. Because they switch the names to the second and third stomach. Normally the second stomach is what? Stronger. Double. So you need the pin to go through both to cause it a trefa. However, the third stomach is only thin, Lamais. It goes in one through one side. Does it create a what? Does it create a trefa? But it depends on the names. Halach Lamais.
What's the Hutlila and the Bekisa?
What'd you say?
What's the Hutlila and the
Bekisa? I said the Bekasas is the same. Is the second one. The Bekosos is the second one.
Bekosos is the same thing as
Bekisa? Yeah, the second one. It's made of like cups, masses in it.
And what's the
Hovlila? The Hovlila is the Messus, is the third one. The rectilium. Is the third one. The rectilium is the second one. The Masim is the third one. The Hovlila is the third one, the Messus. You follow me? So it's going to be a big nafkamina. Now there's a Machlekes Rashi Tais. We're not going to do that Tais inside, but I want you to get it outside. Tais is of the, Rashi is of the opinion that it can make it a trefa even though there's no nekev made. Even though there's no nekev made, Rabbi Natan says that's ridiculous. You cannot become a trefa without a nekev. That's the Nekudas Machlokes in Rashi Rabbi Natan. Can you become a trefa without a nekev or not? Can you become a trefa without a nekev? Rashi says yes. Halacha l'maaseh. Machlokes Rashi Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says, Rashi says it can be a trefa. Believe nekev that goes all the way through. Rabbi Natan says, sarich nekev. You need a nekev. There's nothing to talk about. You need to have a nekev. If you don't have a nekev, you cannot be a trefa. That says big, long taisis here. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay, so that's the fourth one. Go ahead, number five. Amar Rava.
Amar Rava Bar Yosef. Afani Omer. Bavel Forsi. Forsi Bavel. My Nafkamina. Legite Nashi.
Wow. Okay, let's get this down. Why do you say b'fanei nechtav, a shliach delivers a get from Bavel to from the Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael? Why do you say b'fanei nechtav? What's the reason? What's the reason why the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtav before me was written, or before me was signed? Please get this down. Yehuda, before me was written, before me was signed. Why? Rabba says lishma, because it's got to be written, the get's got to be written lishma. Only countries that are learning. So how do you know they're learning? So the shliach's got to say that the guy knew how to learn. What does Rava say? I'm afraid they're forged. The signatures. So I need to find people that what recognize the what? Recognize the signatures, the Mekayim, the signatures. There are three ways you can Mekayim signatures. Actually five in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi and Gittin quotes three. Either the Edom come forward and say that's ours. Two other Edom come in and say we recognize those two Edom. Or we compare Shkaros. Rashi and Bezimov quote three ways. There actually are five, Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes. But that's called Kiyum Shtaros. So Edom and Tzuyum Lekamim to get rid of Ziv, forgery, like Donnie said. So I want you to get this. There is a halacha that if you bring a get from what? From Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Do you need to say B'fanei Nechtav or not? No. Because in Bavel they knew how to learn. And number two, what? There was a system of yeshivas network created. People went back and forth all the time to recognize the signatures. However, in Borsif, they didn't know how to learn and there was no network. So nowadays, the switch's name is Borsif and what?
Bavel.
Borsif is Bavel. So if you bring it from Borsif, it's Bavel. You don't have to. But if you bring it from Bavel, you have to. Yes? Read the top toys. Guys, look inside. Lamadal and the base. Guys, let's go. Go ahead. Nafkamina,
legite nashim. It appears for countries. The Kamilan, the Parakama, the Gitine, the Bavel, the Erkisar, the Gitine, the Ansar, Lomar, the Tanayan, after the Tanayan, after.
The Shechichim is Sifte. The Yeshivas are the. There was common Yeshivas, Ubikin what?
Ubikin Lishma, the Gam, Edim, and Sun Lakama.
Oh, there's Yeshivas that knew how to learn, they all say Edim and Sun Lakama. Hainu?
The Hainu, Mashikar and Borsif, the Mishan Eshma. The Sofama, Malikin,
Perish Ode. Rashi gives another Nafkamina. Go ahead.
The Nafkamina, Lenin, Shem.
Yeah, changes the Vav to did, from Vav, Vinafkamina, did Nafkamina, Lenin, what? You have to write a get the name of the city in there. You know that? So if you don't have the right city, it's going to be a big nafkamina. So Rashi and Masech Shabbos gives you another nafkamina. The get will be possible to write the wrong city. Go ahead. Tosef says it's wrong. Go ahead. Below what? Bubble's the name of a province, not the name of a what? A city. Kidamar?
Kidamar, Eretz Yisrael, Isa, Lubavah.
Eretz Yisrael, Lugabi, genealogy, Yuchsin, was not as great as Bubble. The family's records in Bava was very pure and pristine. Families that made Aliyah, they didn't know the genealogy so well, those families. That's when the Eretz Yisrael was like dough to Bava. Vamrinan? Where are the borders of Bava? That means that it's a province, not a city, right? Between the Euphrates and the Tigris. Go ahead, ain't what? They don't write a Shema Medina Beget. They don't write the country in there, the province. They write only the city. So therefore, Tosfos gets rid of this nafkamina. How do you save Rashi? So if you look it up, there was a city named Bavel. Maybe that's what Rashi is referring to in Masechet Shabbos. He wasn't referring to the Medina of Bavel. He was referring to a specific city. That's maybe how we're going to answer up Rashi. I want you to get it down. That's what the Gosh of Shimon Dasfoye says. Rashi getting in the Hayamad Aleph from the bottom says it was a city named Bavel. So maybe that's what Rashi means in Masechet Shabbos. That city in Bavel, Lamais, if you change your name, you're in trouble. Okay? So it doesn't have to mean there was a province. Yes? We got a clore? So that's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Halacha Lamais. So it comes out a tremendous what? Tremendous chiddush, Lamais, on this what? On this din. Okay? So we could save Rashi and say that Bavel is referring to what? Referring to the city. It's not referring to the Medina. But this is going to be five different ten times where it chaps an afkemina halacha Lamais. Okay, this start begin. You going to the Levaya?
Yeah. I didn't realize I had a ride.
Okay. All right. Let's begin. So Lamaisa, this begins the Mahalach now. And we must start at Tosefes Yom Tov. Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. I want to begin. Halacha Lamaisa. Let's get it. We mentioned before Lamaisa that there's a concept Tosefes Shvi'is. We mentioned before there's a concept of Tosefes Shvi'is. So what does this mean that there's a concept of Tosefes Shvi'is? That the year of Shvi'is, it's also the plant, Lamaisa, 30 days before, it's also the Tosefes Shvi'is. But we said there's a special anthem, there's 10 saplings, 50 by 50, you're allowed to what? You're allowed to plant all the way to Rosh Hashanah and work with it. Okay. This institution of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov is a fascinating topic. Okay? First of all, in Shas, we only find the concept of Tosefes on the Diraisa level, Beferish by Yom Kippur. Okay? We only find it, Lamaisa, Beferish by Yom Kippur. Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Diraisa. Okay? Tosefes Yom Kippurim, no doubt, is it in Diraisa. To usher in Yom Kippur early and end it late is a what? Is a din d'oraisa. An institution that is considered to be midiraisa. Now, no doubt, if you eat and drink during the window of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, you are not chayiv karis. It's a beferish gemara. You are not given an oinish. You are not given an oinish, lomais of Yom Kippur. You would have get this down. Starting from here, Tosefes Yom Kippurim. You are not chayiv karis if you eat and drink in that window of time. It's beferish gemara. Tosefes Yom Kippur is the raisa, no doubt. But the gemara says in Yuma da Peyal from an olive that there is no onus for it. Now, lemaisa, what does it incorporate? Magid Mishni. The Magid Mishni in Hilchos Shvi'is Asor. The Magid Mishni writes. And Hilchos Shvi'is Asor says beferish the following. What is the din? It only covers Inui. Tosefes only covers Inui. Rock out Inui. Only on Inui is there a din of Tosefes.
But not on...
Not on Issa Melachet. I mean, you can't eat and drink. The five Inuyim start early.
What's the
five Inuyim start early.
But you're not chayav. But
you're by malacha, there's no issur malacha.
You're not chayav karis if you.
Right. The Rav Zatzal says afilu amalacha. The Rav argued and said it applies even on malacha. It applies even on malacha. So in other words, you usher in Yom Kippur early, you can't eat and drink. You cannot wear the leather shoes. Tasher shamita rechitza sikin. And also issur malacha. The Rav said it's a package deal. It's not just on what. Not just on the Inuyim. Machloek is Magdim Mishnah Rav. That's how to interpret what? The Rambam. Okay? How to interpret the Rambam. Memele. What you have here is It's unbelievable that there's a fundamental, if I ask you, what topic in Shas is Tosefos D'oraisa no doubt by Yom Kippur? Question is what the scope of it is. Machlokes Ma'akev Mishnah Rav Zatzal. Okay? Now what about Tosefos Shviz? Tosefos Shviz also seems to be what? Seems to be Midiraisa. Tosefos Shviz also seems to be Midiraisa. That's what the Gemara says Beferish. Gemara seems to say in Moikon David Gimel. The Gemara has a Hava meaning you should get Malkus for Tosefos. What is Gemara's answer? No, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. So what does it seem to be? This is what I want you to bring out. The other topic that is the Raisa. Number one is Tosefos Yom Kippur. Number two is Tosefos Shviz. Either it's Allah Moshe Messina according to Rabbi Shmoya, or according to Rabbi Akiva from Psukim. Okay? So according to what? Rabbi Shmuel, it's Allah HaLamosha Messinai. And according to Rabbi Akiva, what is it? It's from Psukim.
Sure.
We've started the Mahalik Lamaisa.
But it's for sure D'Oraisa.
For sure D'Oraisa. We'll review it.
We got it
in Shia. Lamaisa. Tosefos Yom Kippurim is the topic that... It's the topic that's the Raisa. Why don't you appreciate the Torah, guys? I love the Torah. It's a privilege. Yehuda, please, no next page where there's not only Torah on it. The seventh Yom Kippurim is the Raisa. Ushering in early and ending it late. Is it only referring to the Inuyim? The Magen Mishnah says you can't eat and drink. Can't have tasumit or chitze. Seekin. Nilus asando. But if you turn a light on, it's all right. The Rav said it's a package deal. But everyone agrees, you are not Chayev Kores on the Inui section. Eino Chayev Kores. That's a Gemara. Don't think that for one moment, that Tosefos is like the day before Ocean. That's a Beferish Gemara B'Yumo. B'daf Pe'alef Amal. You are not given Ocean on Inuyim. It's only on the Yom Kippur proper. What does Tosefos include? What does Tosefos include? Machlokes Ma'akev Mishnah Rav. Yes? But you're not Chayev Kares for it. There's no Onshin on the Tosefos. Ainu Chayev Kares. Tosefos Shviz is also D'Oraisa. Din D'Oraisa. Tosefos Shviz is also D'Oraisa. Rabbi Akiva says, Lachom HaShinai. Rabbi Shmuel says, Lachom HaShinai. Rabbi Akiva says, from Psukim. So if I ask you, give me the two topics in Shas that are what? Tosefos is D'Oraisa? Yom Kippurim and Shviz. Machlokes Ma'akev Rav within Yom Kippur. Now this brings us, that's why there's a special Halacha L'Moshe Messina, you're allowed to plant one all the way, if it's 10 saplings, within 50 by 50. Because you need a Heter Halacha L'Moshe Messina to break the Halacha L'Moshe Messina or break the Pasuk. Okay? Now this brings us to the following. We're coming towards Shavuos, where it fits in beautifully. Yes, Rabbi Akiva, Rashi quoted Bishmol Halacha Moshe Sinai, Rabbi Akiva from Psukim. See, it fits very neat according to Bishmol because the Heter is Halacha Moshe Sinai. You know what I mean? The institution is Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's Aser. The Heter is Halacha Moshe Sinai. But even if it's according to Rabbi Akiva, you still can have a Halacha Moshe Sinai matter it. So that's what it means. S in the T is. So this brings us to a foul. Says Shulchan Aruch, coming towards Shavuos. Says Shulchan Aruch, unbelievable. Chaver Paskin Simin Tov Sadi Dalit Sif Aleph. B'yoyim Hamishim L'Sviras Omer Hu Chag Shavuos. Plain and simple. Simin Tov Sadi Dalit Sif Aleph Mechaber. The Mechaber writes that the 50th day of Sviras Omer is Shavuos. Comes the Taz, and he says that's why you can't start Ma'ariv early on Shavuos, because you want to have Yimei Sviras Timos Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tiyeno. And the Magen Avraham says that you're not supposed to say Kiddush on the Shavuos until Tzeisik Chavim. Tichsiv Timimos Tinyana. So the Taz says don't start Ma'ariv early. Delay Ma'ariv. That's the minig in all yeshivas. In Bate Knesios. And the Taz says wait. The Magen Avraham says wait till Kiddush. Okay. What this brings us to is the following. There is a fundamental machloikis between the Taz and the Marshal, which you must know. Okay, fundamental.
What are the two ways in which we can be masber the institution of the mechanics of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif? Case at hand. What simon? Avram simon in the end of Hilchos Lulav. Tuf Resh. Samechess. Hoshana Rabbah. You want to bring in Shmini Atzeres early. You know what Hoshana Rabbah is, the day before Shmini Atzeres. Let's say Shki is at 6. You want to bring in Hoshana Rabbah at 5. You daven, come home, you want to eat in the sukkah. Minig Ashkenaz to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Do you say Leshi Vesukkah? Still before 6? Before sunset? Marshal says, no, you're in view. Mosif Kedusha Al Hazman. Achain, however, ain't Mishana Yom. Meaning it might imbue Kedusha in that window of time, but it has to change the calendar day. It's still Oshana Rabbah. And therefore what? And therefore you can still say what? Leishi Basukah. Says the Taz, Kfar Chalaf Ayom. No way. He says, I can't, you, Amen Shivan Allah Oriachan Mishan. You can't ask a kasha on the lion after he died. He says, I'm even like a fox compared to him. But, Tiran, it's all this. If I think he's wrong, I have to say. And the Taz says, when you bring in the day, when you usher in that Kfar Chalaf Hayom, it's a new day. Mishane Zman. It's a new day. You have changed the day. It's a new calendaric day. And therefore, you cannot say Oshana Rabbah. It's Shmini Atzeres. What emerges, guys, is a fundamental machlaikis. Fundamental. When you say Tosefes Shabbos, Keshabbos, is it literal like Rabban Zvi Shlita taught us? Is it literal or is it elastic? Tosefes Shabbos Keshabbos, is it vamish literal that it changed the day? Or is it just one elastic that it just imbues Kedusha into that window? But the calendar day has not changed. Lamayn Afkamina, can you say what? Leishi Basukah before Shkia. Is it literal or is it elastic? But even if you hold like the Taz, Izzy, you will not be Chayav Misa for this, correct? You're never Chayav Misa for Onshin in that window, right? No matter what. We wrote that on the board. Even if you hold like the Taz, where it changed the calendar day, if you usher in Shabbos one and turn a light on Shabbos Misa, you will not be Chayav Skewer. It's a special din. It's not for Onshin, it's not literal. You follow me? So this is a fundamental place, Taz Marshal. Lishi Tosam. Please get it. Tosefes, Shabbos, the Yom Tov. Lishi Tosam, summer months. Summer Shabbosos. You bring in Shabbos early. You finish the whole Suda before Tzitzik HaKofim. Riyot to the Friday night meal. Marshal says, no. You must eat at least a Kezias. After Tzeisa Kolchavim. No, he says. Simen Reish Sadi Aleph. In Hilchos Shabbos. Simen. Sof Simen Reish Sadi Aleph. Machleik is Taz Mogen of the Taz Marshal. Taz says no problem. If you finish the whole meal. No problem. Why? Because it changed the calendaric day. Sudas Shabbos. Sudas Lel Shabbos. Sudas Lel Shabbos. Taz Marshal. Marshal says, Lo Yotza. Ad Acher Kezayis. Acher Tzeisa Kochavin. And what does what? What does the Taz say? The Taz says, Yotza. Because according to the Taz, you change the calendaric day. Yes, Izzy.
So what's the point of doing Shabbos
according to the Taz? What do you mean? What's the point? You brought more kedusha into your life.
But you're not
yotze. According to the Taz, you're
yotze. According to the Marashal, you're not yotze.
You're yotze for davening for kiddush, but you're not yotze for what the suda.
You impute Kiddusha Day for certain mitzvahs, which we're going to get to. For a Kiddush, for davening, you can daven early. For a Kiddush, yeah, the Gemara asks that Shaila in Brachos. Rav, Tzoli, Be'er of Shabbos, B'Shabbos. You familiar with the Gemara? Oh, did he also say Kiddush? Gemara Shaila, Chavsayim of Mitzvah. Gemara says, yes, he said Kiddush. He said Kiddush. Well, it could be that was the Shaila in the Gemara, says Avnei Shoah. If it changes the calendar, it can't even say Kiddush. If it just abuse Kiddusha, maybe not. But you can't argue on the Gemara. So even if you hold like the Gemara Shaila, it's good for Kiddusha. In abuse Kiddusha in the day. But this is a machlokes you must know between the Taz and the Marashal that it changes the calendaric day or not. So Lamaisa, but for Onshin, even if you go like the Taz, it doesn't. So we have to put a disclaimer here. Yes, first go ahead, Cassius. Go ahead.
I can't really think of other examples, but I guess it was kind of similar to what Izzy.
We're in the middle, of the stickle. Donnie! Tosefis Shabbos. We're in the middle. Tosefis Shabbos, ushering in Shabbos early, Donnie. There are two ways to approach it. When you bring in Shabbos early, please get this down, Donnie. On a clean plate, please attire clean. Clean! Please get him a clean piece of paper. Tell what? What do you do? Donnie, Tosefis Shabbos changes the calendar day or an abuse Kedusha? Taz Marshal. So when you usher in the shop, when you usher in Shabbos early, when you usher in Shabbos early, do you have to eat the kazayas after dark? Or is it yotzi if you finish the whole meal while it's daylight? According to the Taz, it's like a new day, so you're fine. According to Mashal, no. You have to have a kazayas. Same thing, Hoshana Rabbah. When you're bringing Shmini Atzeres early, and it's still before Shkia, do you say Leishi Masukah? According to Taz, no, it's already Shmini Atzeres. According to Mashal, yes, you can. Because it's still before Shkia. Yes, Matthew.
The opposite. The Taz would say you can say.
No, the Taz. No, because it's not. Shmini Atzeres. Right, so it's already Shmini Atzeres. Doesn't mean you look for the Emes. I'm proud of you. Go ahead.
I can't think of any other examples that I'm not that learned, but I think Izzy was asking a similar question. So by all, time-bound night mitzvahs, could you do them earlier according to the Taz?
Only by Yom Tovim, by Tosefis. We're going to get to it now.
Like by Megillah. I want to start Purim 5 hours early.
We're going to get to it now, Lamaisa.
Can't start Purim 5 hours.
You can't. We're going to get to it right now. Right. Ask the same guy. Let's get to it, Yehuda. Real quickly, Yehuda.
Kiddush is Mavarich on the Yom, then according to Marshal, how would you be able to say Kiddush earlier?
No problem. Kiddush, you're imbuing Kiddush into the day. Not changing the calendar.
You're
not changing the calendar, you're imbuing Kiddush. Okay, let's get this. Now, even if you hold like the Taz, what is the first disclaimer that we said? Even if you hold like the Taz, what's the first disclaimer?
Ain't Onshin,
number one. Even if you change the calendar day, if you turn the light on Shabbos during that time, you're not Chayav Skila. That's the first disclaimer. Number two, please get this. This answer is easy to Matthew's question. It only changes the calendaric day only within Hilchos Shabbos. Rock, I want you to get this. Taz, Rock, Behilchos Shabbos, Ubehilchos Yom Tov.
So it's only localized.
Exactly. It's only localized to Shabbos and Yom Tov. I'm going to give you a bunch of examples now. Get them down. Meaning that according to the Taz only be Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov Avram. Do you utilize the Taz Skiddush? Meaning to say, in all other areas in Kol Torah Kula, it does not change the calendaric day. Let's go example by example. Get it down. Number one, Milu. Let's say we usher in Shabbos early in the summer months. We do. We have a plag mincha minyan already. I'll give you a good example. Let's say Shkia is at 7:30. We start Shabbos. You can have early minyan. They're done by 6:30. Go home from shul. You're starting a meal at 6:30. Let's say Shkia is 7:30. A baby's born at 7 o'clock. What do? A boy. When is the bris? When is the bris? If the boy is born on Shabbos, usually, the bris is on Shabbos. 8th day. But here it's in the between. What do you say? It says in Shulchan Aruch, get this down. The Feirush in Shulchan Aruch, the bris is on Friday. I put the whole Kiyula accepted Shabbos already.
It doesn't change the calendaric day outside of Hilchos Shabbos and Yom Tov. In Hilchos Mila, it's still Friday.
What did it mean Friday?
We'll go one at a time. Hilchos Mila, it is on Friday. Jacob, do you understand this? They spelled this wrong. I actually told the RCA. The head of the RCA fixed it. He said, thank me. They actually wrote in the Madrich, you had two shishis. I said, everyone's going to write their ksuba wrong now. There's a sefer called the Madrich that the Rabbanim and Sadrachim should look at. You know, when they fill out the ksuba? So they actually wrote in the Madrich by mistake, shishi with two yuds. It's not two yuds. I told the head of the, they made a mistake, they fixed it.
Is there an alfamina?
Yeah, this is wrong. You don't spell it that. Like, spell shishi with you know, you'd only at the end.
Why
to spell it right.
Why does it make a difference?
You have to spell right when you're ready to super.
No,
make mistakes.
No, I'm saying usually, like with landing, if you pronounce the word wrong.
Yeah, but this is a star. It's a star. Staraya.
Yes.
Okay, so meal is Yom Friday. It's got to be on Friday. You follow me? Friday, it's got to be halach l'mais like this. You got this? There were two mistakes, actually. It was more to do. The other mistake is how they write up the from day 1 to day 10 in the calendar. They didn't have it written properly. Not in the magic, but in the ksubas that they give you. If the wedding was the first 10 days, well, they didn't give you a room in the ksuba how to write it. They fixed that too. First 10 days of the month. Okay, because you always say, you know, shlosha sar, arbaas sar, but the first 10 days, lemaise, are not like that. Okay, so you now they fixed it. So the first din is Mila. Please get it. Number two. 1 second, Yehud. Quickly, go ahead.
Wouldn't Mila be on Friday anyway? Because, like, let's say Ben Ashmashos.
Ben Ashmashos, you always go Sunday.
Right,
Ben Ashmashos, you go Sunday. Yes. Okay. Glad you asked me that. Ben Ashmashos, you go Sunday. When is Ben Ashmashos? After Shkia, before Tzeis. We had that in our show.
Friday afternoon or Shabbos?
No. After Shkia, before Tzeis.
Friday.
On Friday afternoon. If a baby is born, Ben Ashmashos, you're going to do it on Sunday. Because you can't do it Friday, maybe it's Tok Shmona. You can't do it on Shabbos, because maybe it's what? Maybe it's a Milah Lachas Mani, Lachal Shabbos. So you do it on Sunday.
You still wouldn't be giving
this is not that child. This was before Shkia, but you had to usher in Shabbos early.
You still wouldn't be giving baby the bris on Shabbos, because since Machlok is Taz Marshal, that's a suffix, so you can give it on Sunday to the baby anyway.
No, Ben Ashmashos, Ben Ashmashos.
No, but I'm saying...
This is not Ben Ashmashos.
But it's a suffix.
No, it's not a suffix at all. It's before Shkia, so you do the bris on Friday. Even though according to the Taz, it changed the calendaric day, but
I'm
talking about Shabbos.
I'm saying even if this wasn't one of the Nachmanides and it did apply to what the Taz was saying, the Marshal argues on it, so wouldn't that be a suffix?
I understand, but I'm just pointing out to you, even within the Taz, there are two disclaimers.
No,
number one, the Onish. I understand, but I'm saying what you're saying is not right. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's not a suffix. You do it on Friday. Don't say that. Even the Taz that says it changes the calendaric day does not change the calendaric day in Hilchos Mila. I'm saying that Sfar is wrong, what you're saying. I'm glad you asked me that. So it doesn't even register as a suffix. The Taz, there are two limitations of the Taz. Number one, Onshin, right? Number one is what? As we said, Hilchos Shabbos, and number two, Onshin. You are not Onish, okay? I'm glad you asked me that, Yud. It's a good kasha. But that's what we're pointing out. That's a disclaimer. It's wrong. So therefore, the bris is when? Friday. Okay. What about Hilchos Nidin? A woman, average woman menstruates 5 days.
Doesn't matter.
She has to end the day, which is called the Hefsek Tara. She has to check herself before Shkia to make sure she's clean. Then she can embark upon the Shiva Nikin. For she cannot have what? Any blood in the 7 days. She checks herself in the morning and evening for 7 days. She sees blood, she's got to start over. Then if she's what? She's able to be clean, then she goes to mikvah at the end of the 7 days. Lel Shmini. This is a dindi raisa. Hefsek tara has to be done. Hefsek means end the day b'tara. Has to be done b'tara. What happens? The community davens ma'ariv early, finished everything 6:30, Shkia is 7:30, and she does her Hefsek Tara at 7. She does her Hefsek Tara at 7. Is that a good Hefsek Tara? We said it has to be done before Shkia. But on the other hand, the shul finished already. It's Daven Ma'ariv. They started Shabbos already. Right? Is that good or not? Is Hilchos Nida considered to be what?
So
Hilchos Shabbos, or in other words, a Kol HaTorah. What is it?
Does it in
Ben Ashmashos? Is it called Torah? No, not Ben Ashmashos.
After Shkia, she does.
No, I said before Shkia. It was before Shkia, but after the finished. It was after Shkira, I finished Mashas.
Yeah.
Or Machma, that. I'm talking about, it was after davening, but Shkira was at 7:30. They finished davening at 6:30, and the what? The Hefsek Tara was one Yehuda at 7. Is it good or not? Says the Roman, if it's needed, please get it. Simin Kuf Tzadi Alex Vivov, Yesh Omrim Ispawo Akal Arvis Vodah Yom Gadol, Eini Yecholo Livdo, O Libos Lavonim, Lhaskil, Lindos Vyom Amakas Vyaka, that cock for us was so vital. Yesh Omrim Nemutter, Filu Asso Akal Bishas, Nogin Lechachil Lezar, Vidyevin Ein Lachash. What does the Ramah say? Vidyevin, it's good. Says the Shach, and Sivkot and Dalit, Filu Asso Akal Shabbos Kito, says, well, Shach, we didn't need it. Tzarech Esri Varva Shos. So what does he write black on white? That it's good.
You should be there, it's good, meaning it's good that day counts as one of the Shevin Yikirim?
No. The Hefsek Tara is good, it's good. But the Shach says even more than that. It's not just B'dievin, it's good. It's even good L'chavchila. So let's get it. The Shach says it's even good L'chavchila. Because why? When you talk about a Din D'Yeraisa, what's the Din? Outside the Erevich HaShabbos, it's considered to be good. Yes? No problem. Yes, Dadi, go ahead.
Is it when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos Yontif, though, you're like, if you do Tosefet Shabbos Yontif, you're allowed to explicitly ask a non-Jew, or somebody who wasn't Mekabel themselves. So it's not like foolproof that...
It's a good point when you bring up...
That's under Malacha.
That's Onshin. That's Onshin. Yeah. You're not allowed to do Malacha, but you might be able to ask someone else, because there's a heter, you can undo it, we're going to get to it. It's a good point what you said.
See,
can undo
it. If it was actual Shabbos Yontif, you're not...
I understand. And it's a good limitation what you're saying, Halacha L'maisa. There's more kulas like that because you could unleash it. You could reverse it. We'll see if we'll get to it in the end. Maybe you could reverse it. We'll see. Okay. That's another example. Number three. Let's go. What's number three? What do you mean reverse it? You go to a chacham and matar neder. I'm going to give you the example right now. How does it happen? How does Tosefus happen? So during all the winter, exactly. After I daven mincha Friday afternoon in winter, I say, Hareini mikabalai kiddushat Tosefet Shabbat. That's what I say. That's why we daven mincha 20 minutes before Shkia. You have a few minutes right before. I say, I'm a kabbal. In summer, it's automatic, because when you start davening Maritz, you don't have to say it. It's automatic. But it's like a netter. What's the din if a guy forgot to daven mincha and he starts Kabbal Shabbos? Happens quite a bit. Guys daven mincha in the city, usually Monday through Thursday. He says, I'll daven minchat shul Friday night in the summer. Let's say he comes Friday afternoon, forgot to daven mincha. He comes late to shul and he's at Kabbalah Shabbos already. And he's Makabal Shabbos. So if he daven Meirav already, it's too late. He's going to have to daven Meirav twice. He forgot mincha. But let's say he catches himself in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos. So in the notes in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he says, you could go to the Rav and Matar Neder. You could go to the Rav and Matar Neder. Because Kabbalah Shabbos is like a Medin Neder. So therefore, you could go to the Chacham, and he can be Matar Neder. And therefore, he unravels Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore, what, he could daven Mincha, and then re-Makabal Shabbos. That might be a reason why we're Mekel, Lamaisa, you could ask a person that wasn't in Makabal Shabbos to do a Malacha for you.
Even the reverse Neder, you're still allowed to do it.
Even because since you can reverse, since you haven't daven Meirav yet, Lamaisa, once you daven Meirav, it's done. But since if you only did Kabbalah Shabbos, I want you to get that Chiddush. You know where that comes from? A Lavush. The Taz says it was a Thursday, Friday Rosh Hashanah in the town. Taz quotes a Lavush, and they had no chauffeur. And they ushered in Shabbos early to say Shkia was at 6. They ushered in Shabbos on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. They ushered in 5. Comes a friendly non-Jew, rides in with the horse. He's got the chauffeur. He's got it. Helping his chaver, the Yidden. He's rising with the chauffeur, making it a little more dramatic. He's got the chauffeur. So the Lavush got up. They were just Makabel Shabbos. So you know what the Lavush did? He said, Neder B'tos. We were Makabel Shabbos, what B'tos? They unraveled Shabbos, and they blew the shofar. They blew the shofar the second day. They blew the shofar. They were Yotz of the Mitzvah. But you see that Kabbalah Shabbos is what? It's like Medin Neder. So it was a Neder B'tos. Donnie, you got this? It was a Neder B'tos. That's the mechanics. So I've had this happen to me once or twice. Guy has forgotten the daven mincha. He was Makabel Shabbos. He said, oh no, I forgot the daven mincha. So I said, if you would have known, you wouldn't have been Makabel Shabbos. If you didn't know, if you would have known, you didn't daven mincha. So matan er, mutulach. And therefore, you unravel the Kabbalah Shabbos, you can daven mincha, and then read Makabel Shabbos.
Footnote that every shul rabbi needs to say.
Oh, Shlomo Zalman in the footnotes in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus. Noch example, guys. Let's go. Noch example.
A bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah boy in the summer months. The boy has a beautiful voice. They're going to have a Shabbos early. They're going to have meals. They want their boy to daven for the Yom and Ma'ariv. I'm sorry, we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen.
Wait, if it's Boba Yom
is Shabbos? It's
Boba Yom is
Shabbos. Oh, that's so good. What about Myriv? He's a beautiful voice. He has a beautiful shtimma. Shtimma is the Yiddish voice.
Shtimmikol.
Oh, very good. Is the Yiddish. Sam Sofer says that Mitzvah learned Yiddish. Rambam says Mitzvah Kowal learned Lashon HaKodesh. Hebrew, listen to this. Listen to this. What's the Yiddish? Bar Mitzvah boy wants a dam for Yom. We say, I'm sorry, it's not Shkia yet.
No,
because even though Tosef Shabbos changes the calendar day for what? Hilchos Shabbos and Chuliyotim, it doesn't change him for Hilchos Shanim. He's still 12. Hilchos Shanim, Mr. Bruce says we do not allow it. Mr. Bruce says we do not allow him to daven for the Yomim. Because he's still 12. It does not change the calendar day outside of Hilchos Shabbos and Chuliyotim. Three examples we gave. Mila, Efsitar, and Bar Mitzvah. Yes? Only within Shabbos and Yom Tov does it change it. Only within Shabbos and Yom Tov does it change it. Now, Lamaisa, there is might be one case, maybe, where outside the area of Shabbos and Yom Tov it might change it. But I'll tell you why that's so. What's the case? I'm going to get it down.
Wait, Rebbe, is there actually no way that imagine a bar mitzvah boy like repairs and they're making...
No way. We will not allow it.
0% chance.
We will not allow it. If the rov and yishemis, you will not allow it.
So it's worse than doing the wrong haftorah.
It's not right.
There's a famous story with Shlomo Zalman who allowed a boy to do the wrong haftorah.
Oh, yeah? I did my wrong haftorah on my own bar mitzvah.
You didn't do Machar Kodesh?
No.
Always Machar Kodesh.
My bar mitzvah parts was Pinchas. Yeah. And Pinchas 98% of the time is in the 3 weeks, so it's always the haftorah for matas. So my bar mitzvah teacher realized 5 days before, so he called a big rav in New York. I thought for many years it was Reb Moshe, but I found out later it wasn't Reb Moshe. So many years I thought Reb Moshe passing Shabbos bar mitzvah was another someone else, also a Talmud Chacham. But he said I didn't have to teach. I could have learned it in 5 days, but he didn't teach me. So I get up there in the bar mitzvah, and some guy starts screaming, "It's a wrong haftorah! It's a wrong haftorah!" Never forget it. But Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is that you cannot let him daven for the omen. Even though Myriv, you're not being mitzvah to someone. There's no chazar shashats, right? But there is the Magen Avos. There is the Brachman Avos. You have Kaddish, right? You have the main Avos. You have the main, you know, the Brach at the end, Magen Avos. So Lamaisa, it's not right to allow him daven for the omen. But there is a fourth example, which I want to give you. That is the following. I think we touched upon this. If you hear within 30 days of a passing of one of the seven relatives, what is that called? Shmuel what? Shmuel Krova. Didn't we once mention this? I think so. Shmuel Krova. You remember where we mentioned it? Shmuel Krova, Shmuel Rechok. I'm not sure actually we mentioned it. We did mention it regarding what? We did mention it regarding... We mentioned regarding a cotton, no? Observing the Shiva, Lamaisa. Remember we said about a cotton's meisim? I think which we mentioned it. But Lamaisa, please get this down. What happens if you hear one of the seven relatives that died within 30 days of the passing? That's a Shmua, Krova. What do you have to do? From the time you hear, you do Shiva and Shloshim. From the time you hear, you do Shiva and Shloshim. What happens if you hear after day 30? You heard from day 30 that within the 29 days, it's a Shmuel Krov. As soon as you hear, you sit Shiv and Shloshim. What happens if you hear, it was day 30 and onward?
Shiv and Shloshim.
1 day, which is chiseled down to 1 hour.
1 day chiseled down to 1 hour.
Mixes a Yom Kekulam. Yes. It's called 1 day Yom Echad, but it's really Yom Shachas. Yom Echad, that's really Shachas. Listen to this Shaila, guys. Amazing. Let's say, Rachman al-Itzlan, Summer Shabbosos, Yashar and Shabbos early, Shki is at 7:30. You come from Shul, you're all done at 6:30.
Oh, on the 30th day.
You come home from Shul, you get a call on the machine, because you can't answer the phone,
that one of your seven relatives passed away. Starting of Shabbos is day 30. Friday is day 29. Do you do Shmuel Krova Shiva the Shloshim, or do you do Shmuel Kolka? Based on our Mahalach, what would you say?
No, it depends.
I would say it doesn't change the calendaric day outside of it. I would say it's still day 29. You do Shiva the Shloshim. There is a din which is called Halacha Kedivri Ameko B'Avol. There is a Gemara in Moikot that has a phrase. Whenever there's a machlokes in the poskim, we always say halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avol. So it could be some machlokes in the poskim, and that's the reason why they're mekel. They only do one day. But the truth is, according to our mahalach, it should follow. They should do shiva v'shloshim because it doesn't change a calendaric day outside of little Shabbos, little Yom Tov. And this is outside of that. So I want you to get that down. This might be an exception to the rule. Based on the special din of halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avol. Okay? Now, hashtadasas lahachi. Now that we've arrived at this point, let's go back to what we mentioned from the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Machabra identified Shavuos as being the 50th day of the Omer. What did that mean? It's a strange Machabra. So the Magen Avraham and Taz embellish it and says it means what? Don't start Ma'ariv early and don't say Kiddush till after Tzeis. Yes? Yeah? Because you want Sheva Shabbos to be to Yenna. Let me ask you the following question. If you start Ma'ariv early on Shavuos, are you really eating into Sheva Shabbos to Timos to Yenna?
No.
How do you view Sheva Shabbos to Timos to Yenna? Is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer like Kol HaTorah Kula? Or is it like within what? Or is it like Shabbos and Yom Tov?
It goes back to the Rav of the Mishnah Berurah, now about the nature of...
I don't know if you have to say that.
Because then you could say, it might be Al Shavuos.
But no matter what you say, though, no matter what you say, Lechura, the bookends, Donnie, what are the bookends of Sfira? Pesach and Shavuos. So it's very possible to say that the Magen Avraham and Taz, along with the Mechaber, are trying to say the following. That we view Sfiras Omer based under the rubric of Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you view it, Sheva Shabbos is Timos Tiyena. Like, remember we said there are 11 answers, the Rivos of Ephraim says, why don't you say Shechiyanu on Sfiras Omer? Remember we said that? We didn't say all 11. But some say there is a Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu on Pesach, the Shechiyanu on Shavuos. Remember? But more so you don't say it because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. Yeah? So it could very well be that if you view Sfiras Omer as being what? Part of the Shabbos and Yom, because the bookends are Pesach and Shavuos, then it could very well be that what? You should not start what? Shavuos early because it will eat into Sheva Shabbos Timos Tiyena. And that's what it seems to be the Magen Avraham and Taz are coming from. They must be coming from this perspective that we view the Sfiras Omer like that. The bookends tell me that it's like Shabbos and Yom Tov. And remember we mentioned, I think, a while back, the Rabbah has that phrase that it's like Chol HaMoed. Remember we said the Hashkafa? It's a very big, but we're saying maybe even in Lomdus, if that's the case, there's great reason why not to start Shavuos early. Because you don't want to eat into it. Because when you start doing Shabbos and Yom Tov early, you are what? You are eating into that mitzvah. Now, let's get to the Seder. What do you do about the Seder? So there's a major machlokes. Tosfos says, when it comes to the Seder, you cannot start early. Why can't you start early, the Seder? Because Tosfos says, V'achlus ha-basar, Tosfos sochem, and Sadi Tesem Meis, says, Achlu esabasar balai lazet. I don't care, even if you hold like the Taz, that it changes the calendaric day. Here there's a special Xeris Akosif that says you have to wait till Tzeis. You remember this? You cannot start the Seder early, even if you hold like the Taz, because there's a special Xeris Akosif. You need lai lazet, you need lai lamamish. It is not acceptable. However, the Rimi Kervail, the Rebbe Kervail holds the Shidduch Kibbutz and Brachos of Zion Beis, quotes the Rebbe Kervail, Rebbe Kervil, who argues and says, no, you can start early. Why does he say you can start early? Because he holds like who? He holds like the Taz. You can start early, even on the Seder, because it changes the calendaric day. Brachos of Basar Balan said, it is Lila. It is Lila. You follow me? So he argues and says, you could start the Seder. Now, how do we paskin? We never start the Seder early. In fact, there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and Taz, the Shabura quotes, must Kiddush be after Tzeis, or just the drinking of the cup? You see, I got the skaz in the hotel. Hey, oh, He does it for 5 minutes, so I get a shtimma. The shtimma called like Izzy said. So he times it perfectly, then when you drink the cup, it'll be after tzeis. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe the whole dvarim of kiddush have to be after tzeis. But lamaisa, we pass and we don't start it early. So this is a shtickle Torah I want you to know about what? About the Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Shavuos Yom Tov. We never start Rosh Hashanah early, according to many posts. Why? Because we don't want to bring the din in early. We don't want to bring the din in early. You never start Rosh Hashanah early, because you don't want to bring the din in early. According to Moshe, that's a Pella. Why is that a Pella? Because when is the din in Rosh Hashanah? The first 3 hours of the day in the morning, not at night.
Well, that's why we wake up early.
That's why we wake up early, we said, correct? When we said that? So the postman said, don't start rushing early because the din is early. What do you mean? The din is not at night. Yes, go ahead, Matthew, and then Avram. Go ahead.
Two questions, Rebbe.
Yes.
For the Taz, is the way the Taz would look at the second Seder, would he look at it like, we can start it early in general, but there's a special din by Seder that makes us wait till after.
Well said. Vachos Abbas Abbas trumps the general approach to Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom.
And then the
correct. Well said.
Is Chiddush. This seems like a far stretch, but wouldn't it therefore say that Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov would then also work the other way? And if you kept Shabbos, let's say 3 or 4 minutes, or I guess late an hour, 2 or 3 later, then it should theoretically create the next day din Shabbos.
Well, it's a good point you bring up. Tosefes is both in the front and the back.
So if when I started early, I've created the previous day to be
Shabbos. Right, but when I do it later, I'm dragging Shabbos into Sunday.
So why doesn't that make Shabbos go till the end of Sunday, then?
No, it depends how many minutes.
On all of Friday.
Depends how many minutes.
You
usher in early, and on the back end, you're extending it. It's either ushering in early or extending
it. It's like
you're right.
Changing.
You're extending it. You're extending it. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, though. Many people think, if you didn't say Abdullah, Shabbos lasts till 2 o'clock in the morning. That's not right. Shabbos ends whenever Shabbos ends. Whether you'll like the Gaon, 45 minutes, you'll like a minute of time 72, or you'll 90 minutes. But the mitzvah of Abdullah goes until Tuesday. Yeah. People are wrong about that and say, I didn't say Abdullah, so I can't turn the light on Shabbos morning. It's ridiculous.
Can't even drink,
that's correct. You have Abdullah until Tuesday. You have Abdullah because you can't drink you can drink water. You can drink water, though. You can drink water before Abdullah, but you cannot drink water before Kiddush Friday night. Did you know that? There's a difference in din between Kiddush Friday night and Abdullah.
Well, you're always allowed to drink water before Shabbos.
Yes, during the week, but not before Kiddush, Lomais.
Like Shabbos morning.
Shabbos morning, you drink a water, yes. But once you've davened already, you can't drink anything. For Kiddush, we don't allow water.
What point of davening?
Chakras. Once you start chakras.
So if I do,
finish
if I
chakras.
Do, if I do korbanos and brachos before shul.
Yeah, they still think you could, Lomais. Yeah. Go ahead, Avra. Yes. Then we got to finish up, yeah.
Rabbi mentioned that maybe you would have to say, you'd even have to say Kiddush of the Seder after tzeis.
Yes.
But if it was also Shabbos, and then would you be allowed to say the paragraph of Kiddush that has to do with Shabbos before tzeis, but then the paragraph of Kiddush?
Maybe, but I mean, yeah, maybe you could, in a charami. Maybe you could, but there could be that achlus abbas v'alaz that transforms the whole Kiddush. So it transforms the whole Kiddush. Pashas Rav Yechulu, maybe you could say before, but that's not Makiv in the Kiddush. Okay. That's what we would say, Allah Lomais. Okay, so, Hash Bas Lach, let's close. This whole Mahalach was to say what? Because Rashi quoted, what did he say? He says that the Esser Netiyas, Lach Lomais Shusina beat out Tosefes Shviz, which is the right. So, Mishmol is Lach Lomais Shusina, Rabbi Kiva says from Sukkim. The concept of Tosefes Shviz applies also by Shviz, but you're not given Ocean for him. There's no Malkus. No Malkus. It's a Mitzvah's essay. But the bottom line is that what? The Halacha Moshusina builds creates a heter. This is an example where Halacha Moshusina is a what? Is a kula. Because there was an Isser, it's a kula and a chumra. There was a Halacha Moshusina that extended the Isser 30 days back, and then there's a kula to have what? 10 saplings. So that's a very interesting example. If someone tells me, give me an example of Halacha Moshusina, the chumra and the kula. This is an example. The Halacha Moshusina extended the chumra 30 days Isser. And then it's a local spread of 30 days. What? 30 days to be lakula that you can plant if you have this quadrant. Okay? So now we're up to, and then please get these about the four stomachs of the Machlish Rashi Taisus. Can you make a trade without a hole? Tomorrow we go vayt the Bezrat Hashem. Okay? Please, guys, are over. Tomorrow we go vayt in Lamedal and Beis. We got a lot to do, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, everyone have a good day. And keep chazer. We have the Shabbaton, Bezrat Hashem. May 4th, Bezrat Hashem.